Blog Talk Radio.
Lakewood means rewind, a gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
Yeah.
Forward? Yeah.
Way, way, way up. Turn it all up. Yeah. Look. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day. Fuck going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real shit popping with my family too. I got niggas that can never leave Canada too. I got two mortgages, 30 million in total. I got niggas that are still trying fucking me over. I got rap niggas that I gotta act like I like. But my acting days are over, fuck them niggas for life. Yeah, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got people talking down, man, like I give a fuck. I bought this one a purse, I bought this one a truck. I bought this one a house, I bought this one a mall. I keep buying shit, just make sure you keep track of it all. I got bitches asking me about the code for the Wi-Fi, so they can talk about their timeline and show me pictures of their friends, just to tell me they ain't really friends. Ex-girl, she the female version of me. I got strippers in my life, but they virgins to me. I hear everybody talking about what they gon' be. I got high hopes for you niggas, we gon' see. I got money in the court till all my niggas are free. About to call your ass a Uber, I got somewhere to be. I hear fairy tales about how they gon' run up on me. Well, run up when you see me, then we gon' see. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. Nah, fuck all of you niggas, I ain't finished. Y'all don't wanna hear me say it's a go. Y'all don't wanna see win-win 50 or woe. I got real ones living past Kennedy Row. I got real ones with me everywhere that I go. I'm tryna tell ya, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Every time I see them, something wrong with their memory. Tryna take away from a nigga. So tired of saving all these niggas, Mike. Yeah, run up.
I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga.
What is going on, Musam? Is your host for this radio show on this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
Well, get your day straight there, buddy.
Mike, shut the fuck up.
Okay, shut up. We don't want to hear you right now. Let the host
get on
go.
You. Yeti, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Fucking amazing.
Actually, you know what? My hand's a little bit sore from the batting cages yesterday. I went to the batting cages, fucking did 200 pitches of 85 mile per hour fastballs, and holy fuck, my hand's sore. They didn't have no wooden bats. They didn't have any wooden bats. Stupid aluminum bats and fucking oh my god.
Yeah, me and you gotta go one day.
Oh man, you don't want me to show you up. I had people coming around my cage watching me put on the show.
Last time I went back to the batting cages, I had two bruises on the palm of my hand for at least 2 weeks. Carrying on.
Yeah.
Blaze, how are you doing today?
You sounds like he's blazing it up right now.
I'm alright. Sorry.
Okay, well, let him catch his breath.
It's been a pretty busy day for me.
And then last of all, we got Marine Mike.
Wow. That is all the entrance I get? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mike, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm a nice, beautiful day out today. Did some yard work and everything like that, so... Great day.
Not much you can do with the Xbox voice ban, eh?
Yeah.
Still do your mom. I mean, that's besides the point.
So that's how long is your ban for?
To the 25th.
So that means you don't play no moose until the 25th, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Poor Mike. I think your team's going to play better without you. Oh my God.
I hope
watch
not.
For a huge, I hope watch
not.
For, watch for this huge win streak. Sorry, Blaze, but watch it.
Fuck you, Yeti.
All right, we're gonna hand it off to Blaze, who will be hosting the AHL portion. We're gonna obviously start with the results. So, Blaze, talk to you.
All right, Diangle. Let me just scroll up here.
Shout
we'll
out to Diangle.
Wednesday's result. Yes. Lost.
Go Blaze ahead. And Fallen, speak louder, please, on the radio.
I'm speaking as loud.
Okay, how's this?
You gotta. That's a little bit better. It sounds like Fallen's fallen down a well, and he's talking to us, and he can't get out. So I don't know if your mic's a little bit too far away from you, buddy. But I can hear you. I can hear you, but people in the chat are saying they're really quiet and they're enjoying it. So I want to really respond.
I'm looking at the chat and I don't see this.
All right. So there was only one series on Wednesday. Okay, let me do it this way. There was only one series on Wednesday, and it was the Battle of the Titans. We had Homebrews taking on Gru. So game one, Homebrews took the scoring 4-2. Game two, Gru came back and won it 6-2. And then Homebrews swung it out in the overtime in third game, 3-2. Mike, what do you think about this series?
Either way, I mean, no offense, Gru, but I need you to lose some games so I can take that number one spot. So that's how I feel about that. As long as I see a couple games being lost on Gru's part, that gives us a chance to get that number one spot.
Yeti, what would you like to chip in?
Well, this is kind of what I predicted, and I hoped for. I hope for Homebrews to come out with a series win here. I'm just looking over the stats here a little bit and seeing how the game actually turned out. Other than the score being pretty close, except for game two, it looks like. It looked like it was a pretty good game, and it looks like it looks like it was pretty much like a Hubs show again, and the offense just clicked. Let's see here. It looks like Kamnetz only faced against 12 shots. Now, I don't... And Squint's only faced... And they had, the other team, Gru's team, had Squint in net who faced 8 shots. So, yeah, it was a close defensive game, it looks like here. And it just looks like Squint's lack of goalie skills, or if he hasn't really played it much, I don't know. It shows right here.
Yeah, I mean, I think Homebrews has had a great season. And he's one of those captains where I want to be at right now. Everyone's jockeying for position, and these two, they know they're going to be at the top of the pack. And the rest of us are scrapping for the third and fourth position in the playoffs. So, I mean, I could have seen the series go either way. But, Homebrews took it. I believe also Homebrews had a waiver for that series as well. If I'm not mistaken, he had, I think it was 37. Let me just double check this there. Wrong roster.
Correct me if I'm wrong, 70, but isn't
no,
this?
77 times, which is yeah. Earl Sweatshirt. Now, and then let me retract my statement about Squint's skill. I think maybe it was game one. He might have some connection issues because I'm looking at game two and three, and he put up at least put up some good numbers here in net. So,
correct me if I'm wrong, but is this the second game Donnie took? Second series Donnie took from Gru.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, bro?
This is Homebrews.
I'm sorry, homebrews. Dan Homebrews take the series against his first series against Screw Two.
I'm scrolling up this
double check here.
Thanks to you, I gotta go all months to find this track.
I actually do recall them playing, and I think the Homebrews did win the series before, but it was like, again, it was like this, it was close. And I think there was more, I think there was two overtime games, if I recall correctly.
The protein farts, the first time they met, Drew won the first game 3-0. Skating Dead swept Homebrews. The first series.
Okay. I was wrong.
Okay.
That's why we have my stats online, folks.
Yeah,
that's correct.
They had a 3-0 win. They had a 3-0 win,
Jordan,
a 4-2 win, and then a 4-0 win.
Yeah. So it looks like maybe it was like Homebrews team decided, you know what, last series was probably a fluke. Some issues maybe happened, or they just made some moves, and as a result of it, they were actually coming out with the series win.
Maybe they've been practicing
always,
a lot together and getting that chemistry
up.
Yeah,
but I always think...
Maybe it was the waiver.
I still think Homebrews is probably one of the best here, and
can anyone hear Yeti?
Nope, I lost him.
No.
Me too.
I'm not talking.
All right.
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Oh. Sorry, I had my fucking... I had my wife trying to show me a note when I'm trying to, like, talk, look at this stuff here, and I lost my train of thought.
Let's move on to Thursday.
Yeah, I was just looking to see who... 77 replaced.
Well, you figure that out. We'll go into talk about the next series. So, Blaze, take it away.
Yeah. Okay, so we had one series on Thursday because the other series was rescheduled. We had Sabi. Shout out to Sabi for taking over this team, taking on Airborne and the Puppy Monkey Babies. Sabi took it 4-1 in the first. In the first game, the second game, 6-2, and then 6-5 in the third game. Highlight was the reason why Checkwork Orange won was Elegant Mullet. What do you guys think about that?
Really?
Well,
of all people, Mullet?
It's his first season, first series in the AHL since the drop, I believe.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm surprised that Mullet actually showed up. Maybe he wants to prove. Maybe he's matured. Maybe he's realized that after some comments we made, and he realized his actions were immature, and he decided, you know what? Let's reevaluate what I've done and try to correct it.
This guy, he may cause drama, but he will never skip a series.
Also, before we continue, we have a caller on the air already. Should we bring him on?
Yeah.
Bring him on.
All right, this caller, 973, you are on the air.
Yo, what's up? Jets Killer.
How's
hey,
it going, Chad?
God, it's Jets Killer. What's up?
You guys keep it up. I'm going to hit you in the penis.
Bring it on.
You guys want an icicle?
So, Jess, what time did you start drinking?
White Power? What'd you think?
Sounds about right.
So we got Yeti Killer there. We got Colin. No, I didn't drink yet. I'm working on it.
Oh, why?
See, that's the problem. If you were hanging out with Captain Funbags like you used to, you would already 3 bottles deep.
Actually, speaking of Funbags, I was talking to Giant 918 yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, he hasn't even bought an Xbox One yet. His wife won't let him.
Nah. denied.
He said, the guy in 918 says Slim Bag has two 360s, and he doesn't use either one of them. I say, well, I should trade them in and take $40 for each one of them.
Wow.
No, I was just calling in because I haven't called in a while. I said white power to nobody, so I felt like lonely.
Yeah, I was wondering when you were going to call in. I kind of missed your voice coming in. And,
you know you don't like me, Yeti Killer.
What are you talking about? I have a love-hate relationship with you.
That's what I meant. Me and Fulman have that, too. The only person I actually get along there is Jason Blaze.
The only person that you don't like is Human Typhoon, a.k.a. Marine Mike, right? He's a dude.
Is he?
Yeah, he's this guy.
Yeah, I'm
in
a fucking asshole. I'm proud of it.
Hey, Marine Mike, how you doing?
What up, Jeff?
How you doing? Are you Caucasian?
Does it matter?
By power. If they want to.
Dude, you're starting to sound like a racist, which, by the way, brings me to my next point.
My wife is black, though. I mean,
no, but what he's gonna say is that how am I gonna be a racist when my wife's Spanish?
Yeah, man, this guy, his wife sounds amazing. You should hear this accent; it's awesome.
All right.
Oh,
so,
I also wanted to say, dedicated this segment to HB McBauer, the only guy to look at a bubble, perfect bubble butt, and say nice counters.
Oh my God!
Wow.
You guys are talking about, yeah. Well.
So,
I just figured I'd give a shout out and say what's up.
Is that all you have to say? Do you want to stay online until we talk, until we do predictions for your series? We'll put you on mute and bring you back on.
Okay.
It would be nice to have someone predict for Blaze's series, since he won't have the balls to do it.
I will.
Yeah, if someone predicts for fucking Colin's series, because he doesn't do that, because he's always like, oh, I don't want to jinx it.
Actually, you don't have to put him on mute, because our predictions are next. And we can start off with my series.
Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Actually, we have the same team, actually.
Yes, you're right. Playing against my team.
Yeah, I predict that we're going to sweep you guys, but that's just me.
Both series?
No, I'll tell you what. I'll give you guys each two games. I'll take two, you guys take one. In the next series, I'll take two, and you take one. No.
So you're gonna call pretty much a dead even draw down the center between both series.
No, we took two series and you take one. We took another two series and you guys take one. So basically we win both series.
I say Blaze is gonna sweep Mike both times.
Wow.
Wow, that's a bold prediction there. Yeti?
Blaze.
I predict that. I predict Blaze is going to win one game.
One game out of all of them?
Out of all six games?
Yes. Of all six games.
Wow.
Now, Blaze is going to win all six.
I'll give Blaze two games out of all six.
Okay. You want me to be fair? All right. Let me actually look. Who do you play after? All right. You know what? Yeah, I'll give you three. I'll give it a tie. Like, have, you know, 50-50. It's going to be 500.
Okay.
But you're going to get, like, blown out the water in, like, your three losses, and you're going to barely win in your three wins.
kid.
Well, this will be an interesting six games.
That's what I was about
because
to just say.
Because Mike can't fucking play.
You know, I have faith. You know what?
And he's like,
I have faith in my team. I have faith in my team. They pulled wins without me there before. So I mean, I have death in my chart. So I mean, I'm very confident my team can handle business. And not,
yeah.
There's not really hard business to be taken care of over there with Jason Blaze
question
and Nate.
That wasn't the question. The question is their team have confidence in you? Bum, bum, bum.
All right, Jet Skiller, do you got any more shout-outs before you go?
Yeah, I just want to shout-out to my team, that's all. Everybody's been playing really well together. Having
all
a good
right.
time. Nobody's bitching. Nobody's arguing. We're just having a good time on our team.
All right. And look, exactly. We have another caller on the air, boys. 908 number.
Boys.
Let's
wow.
bring on.
This
Let's
is a them. Record right here.
So it's 908.
Hello.
You're
on.
Hey, what's up, guys? HP McBauer.
How you doing, McBauer?
What is
Not
that
much. How you doing, guys?
Just calling in.
I just wanted to say shout out to my team. My team is playing real great this season, and yeah, that's about it. Just saying hi, you know, all that kind of stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Bauer.
Hey,
question for
you. Hey.
Who do you think out of the back-to-back series between DOJ and the winning guys? What do you predict?
Personally, I think we'll win the first game. You know, it's going to be a good series, you know. Defense is great. Second, you know, I think it's going to be back and forth, really, you know. Hard wins, so, you know, I think it's going to be good.
So, what's your prediction? Who's going to take it?
I'm thinking we're going to take it, to be honest with you, man. But, I mean...
Hey, Jason Blaze, what is it? You getting all your teammates on?
To be honest with you, man, I mean, you got a great team and all, but, you know...
You're calling
up
all your teammates
too,
and tell
you know,
them to call
so.
In?
So, yeah. But, any other questions, or am I good?
Yes.
Hey,
how are ya? Hey, how are ya? Hey,
oh, yeah.
How
hey,
are
how are ya? Hey, how are ya? Hey, how are ya?
All right. Thank you for calling in, HP.
Thanks for calling in, Bauer.
Have a good one.
So, yeah. Blaze, who are you bringing in next?
No, let's go on to the next prediction. We're moving on. Blaze, taking on the next prediction.
All right, we have Donnie Wood's Believers taking on Gru, the Skating Dead.
You know what? This is going to be a very good match because if I'm wrong, the Believers actually took two games against Gru last time they met. And this is actually the Believers' first series win. So I see there's going to be a lot of redemption on Gru's part to get that series back.
Blue's
so,
going to win. Gru's going to win 2-3.
To correct you, they did win. But it was a close game.
They were very close games, yes. But Gru and his boys are going to be looking for redemption. So it's going to be a really solid fight between both teams because the Believers are trying to make playoff spot. But to be honest, I think Gru is going to bounce back and from his last meetup with these guys, and they're going to take it 2-1.
Well, it's when you have to. All
right. I honestly think Gru is going to bounce back. He's had a rough couple of series with the loss against the winning guys and then against Homebrews. I think they're going to be rearing for a win, and the Believers are just going to be caught in the crossfire. I don't think Hockey Mike can win this series for them. All right. Let's move on to Tuesday. We have Gru. The Skating Dead taking on Airborne and the Puppy Monkey Babies. What do you guys think? What's so funny?
I love you, Airborne. You're a brother in arms, but you're going to get swept, buddy. I'm sorry. You're just going to get swept.
If Drew does not bounce back against the series on Monday, he's definitely going to bounce back on his series on Tuesday. Easy 6 points for Drew right here in this series.
Hey, I thought that too until they beat my team, so I wouldn't say that. I think the puppy monkey baby's got something working there. It's just a matter of time to see if they click or not, and if they're able to beat the Groose team.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a close series. I'm going to say it's going a lot of these. I want to say all three go to OT, but I'm going to be realistic. There are going to be a lot of one goal games, and I'm going to probably going to give the puppy monkey babies the win in this series. They've been playing They've been playing really good hockey recently, it seems like, other than the one series. And I have that feeling they got a little streak coming out of them.
All right. And then the last series, on Tuesday, is Homebrews and the Protein Farts taking on Donnywood and the Believers. For me, I think the Protein Farts, this is going to be a measuring stick as to where they belong in the standings. Believers have been hot. I predicted them to be swept, which makes them even dangerous, more dangerous on this series. So I'm going to give this to the Believers. What do you guys think?
I'm going to give this one to the Protein Farts. I don't know if Donnywood and his team there will... Again, I say this almost every show, but it's true. They're going to have a really strong offense if they want to get past Drop and Homebrews, because those two together are nasty.
Agree. The Believers, they made some great changes on the team. They're doing what they can to get the wins. They're doing a great job since the whole entire last trade they made. Putting points up, getting wins, but to be honest, I don't think it's going to be enough to take the series against the Protein Farts. It's going to be a close game, but I'll say one game will go into overtime, and that's the one that will be the winner for the Believers, but it's going to be 2-1 Protein.
Yeah,
I think the Protein Farts are just going to come in here and walk away with three wins. I think they're just going to dominate this series. I don't think the Believers are going to have a chance in it, and I don't know if they understand what they're going to be walking into. I think there's going to be a lot of dead bodies on the ice, and that's going to be a strong intimidation factor, I guess, for most of these guys just cross that blue line, especially with Homebrews and Drop and how they play D.
All right,
yeah.
I guess.
That's all we had for the AHL.
Okay, so I'm going to take it away for the MHL. Now we're going to get into results for Wednesday, April 13th, and this series will cause a lot of drama, and you may hear a little bit of a rant. So, just warning you guys.
Oh, here we go.
Just warning you guys. We had the Shitty Wook Sunrise, which is Saint, taking on Cracker Joe in Air Force One. And we all know Saint being the last place team and Cracker's team trying to fight their way for the playoff spot. This is how the series went. Game one, Air Force One takes it 3-2. Game two, the Shitty Wook Samurais take it 3-2. They tie the series up at 1-1. Game 3, Shitty Wook Samurais takes it in overtime with a 2-1 victory and taking the series 2-1.
Oh, called it.
Yeti, what do you have to say about this?
You want let the other guys talk first before I talk.
We'll let Blizz and Mike say what they have to say first.
Okay. I'm honestly surprised. Air Force is a great team. You got Shitty Walks. You got the Dream Couple. Probably sit there and jerk off and or give blowjobs during the game. I don't know. You got a very dysfunctional team. Somehow, some way, maybe controversially, they squeaked out a win here. And it's shocking. that Yeti hasn't fucking pulled out someone's throat yet.
Yeah.
Mike, what do you have
Mike?
To say?
Well, first I'd like to say I totally called this one. This was my upset for the week. As much as I wanted to see Yeti just go in there and just dominate, but Saint had to do something, and this was the game I gave him. So good job on you, Saint, for pulling out two wins. Sorry for your loss, Yeti.
Okay, I was wrong with another three here. I think I predicted Cracker to sweep, and I just want to know what happened in the series, because I usually watch all of Thug's streams. And this is the one game I did not watch because I thought it was going to be, you know, a sweep for Cracker. But, Yeti, if you want to fill us in, what happened?
Okay, so game one, we came out pretty good. I had a good game. I came out, we scored two goals. I scored both of them. And apparently I assisted my own goal too, which is kind of awesome. I don't know how I do that.
Did someone really
check that. You got to check the stat. Apparently, I think there was an error. Yeah, I assisted my own goal apparently. And apparently Grish assisted. Oh, never mind. Anyways, so we won 3-2. It was a close game. It was back and forth. We scored two in the first. They scored two in the third, and then dire seconds, late minutes in the game, I scored to win the game on the power play. Game two, they came out. We had a little issue going on, and they won. Game three. Now this is the big one. There was some controversy. I don't care what people say. The rules, yes, state that. During a legout, the team has to quit the game and restart at the fucking point. But also later on, it tells you about if there was a power play, you stay on until the end of the power play and all that crap. So what happened was Hatchet legs out of the game, and his CPU passes Cracker throw the puck, and we score a goal to tie it up 1-1. Saint messages us saying no goal, and his entire team starts freaking out, saying no goal, no goal, no goal.
Wait, retract back. What happened? I was busy messaging someone.
Pretty
You're
much.
You're an idiot.
Hatchet legged out, and 2 seconds after he legged out, his CPU passed the puck to Cracker Joe. Cracker Joe skates up and scores. All right, then there's a pause, and then everyone backs out. Saint then says no goal on our goal that just happened, and restart the game. Now, we went to overtime. Tied. That goal would have won the game. That goal was somehow disallowed, and I still don't understand how. But you know what? There's some grayness in the rules. So, you know what? Shadiness won this series. And that's all I got to say. I think this team of Saints is overrated. I think Dolly really has no skill. Yeah, everyone thinks he's one of the best goalies out there. But this season, man, he fucking's garbage. Seydoux, she fucking is like Dion Phaneuf out there. I swear to God. I'd go one way and I'd just fucking skate by here, no problem. And she fucking thinks she's a top D-man out there? Please. The only time they really scored is when I wasn't on the ice. Not saying much because I took some penalties. But enough about that. I don't want to fucking talk. I don't want to get angry again about it. If you want to watch, there's the stream by Thug. It's all recorded. You can see the evidence. See who's right, who's wrong.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I've seen this happen before, Yeti. I mean, according to the rules, you're supposed to go back to the time the person lagged out. So, in a way, Saint was kind of right that he lagged out before the goal was scored.
But also on the principle of, you have to think about the principle of the moose. When is the moose ever disallowed a goal?
That is true, but the but with the new rules, with how we're trying to stay 6v6 and everything, the rules state that you're supposed to restart from point of lag out, which would be right before the goal was
scored.
But then
look further down, and also the rules contradict itself there.
I would not be surprised if we see that rule change next season and go back to the old rule where it was you continue to play the period on until the end of the period, then you restart and get everyone back in.
As far as what I've been hearing, I mean, this is just rumors and talk right now. From what I'm hearing right now from some of the MEC members, that rule is most likely going to be changed for next season. Because it is a hassle with, okay, there's a lag out, and then like you're halfway through the game, so now everyone has to stand there, wait till the countdown to 9 minutes and 24 seconds left on the clock, and you're just wasting so much time. Games are getting drug out longer, and it's not really doing anything. I mean, yeah, we're trying to stay 6v6 and everything like that, but with so many lag outs going on, it's more problems than what it's keeping from happening.
See, where I say the contradiction happens in this rule, it says on 7.5, if a skater on a team disconnects in the third period, finish the game out with the CPU skaters. Okay. If a legout occurs during a power play penalty kill situation, play until the power play penalty kill is over, then get the stoppage of the play to initiate the restart.
Were you on a power play or a penalty kill?
No, but that contradicts the rule because it's pretty much saying you got to restart the disconnect. And then later it tells you, no, you can't if it's a power play and a penalty kill. To initiate the restart, you have to wait.
See, I can see where Yeti's coming from.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a shitty situation, put it like that.
This is a situation where the captains must communicate with each other before the restart takes place. Now, I know Saint didn't really take much effort in contacting Eric because Eric was trying to get a message out. As soon as there was a pause. Then it says pause and take stats for both teams until the leg out. You know, this rule has so much grayness in it that, yeah, it's going to be changed. I pretty much see it, and it's going to go back to the old rules.
It has to. Anyways, with that being said, we're going to continue on to the next series here. Blue Liner is actually inputting the stats as we were on the air, but I have all the stats right here in front of me for the games. So in game one, Ice Cream Truck, it was Ice Cream Truck versus Blue Liner. And in game one, Ice Cream Truck took the game 5-2. Then Ice Cream Truck took game two 4-1. And then Ice Cream Truck took game three 4-3, completing the series sweep against Blue Liner. How big was this series sweep for Ice Cream Truck here? And how crushing was it for Blue?
It was huge.
It was fucking huge. And you know what? As I predicted, I predicted the Ice Cream Truck to come out with a series win. I don't think I predicted the sweep. I had a feeling that they were going to rebound after that last week. You know, that offense up front is still pretty deadly. It's probably one of the most deadly offenses out there to fear other than Luckton's. So good on them.
With that sweep happening, that keeps the Sesame Street pole dancers at 26 points, but it moves Ice Cream Truck to 2 points away from first place.
Oh, wow.
And now
series win.
And also, after that series loss, I'm pretty sure Blue Liner is pretty worried because this might be the first time in a while that he hasn't made the playoffs.
He's dealing with a lot of problems right now with some players. He's with the whole entire situation with me right now, not being able to play. So that puts my team a man short. We've been talking. He's going to try to not call up as many people as possible for my team until my situation is fixed. But that's kind of hurt him right now. So it'd be interesting to see what he comes to me with after this series loss.
Well, that was a big series loss because now that keeps him 3 points behind the last playoff spot. Because remember, seven teams this season, only four make the playoffs, so three teams are missing the playoffs. Anyways, that was basically all the results we had. There was no other games played. There's only two games, one on Wednesday, one on Thursday. So we're going to go into the predictions. We have a couple of predictions. We're going to start off on Sunday when we got the East Infections, which is B-Pups taking on Air Force One, and that's Cracker Joe. I'm going to hand this off to – we haven't heard from Blaze in a while, so –
I don't know if he's back. He had to go deal with a little emergency with his kids.
I'm here. Just don't mind the screaming. Sorry, what were you saying?
We're about to talk about the series prediction on Sunday for East Infections, which is B-Pups taking on Cracker Joe.
I'm pretty sure Cracker Joe's team's going to be pissed off about the last series. And they're going to fucking cream their opponents with a sweep. Go Yeti.
Thanks for the support. And you know what? I am going to try my best in this series. This is going to be a tough series for us because you know what? Everyone knows Luckton's offense is drastically improved and is really fucking scary with Teaspoon and MJ up there. So it's going to be a lot of fucking focus, and we're going to have to pull out all the stops here.
Sadly, very, very, very sadly, this is going to be the first time in Moose history. You guys are hearing it here on the Moose. I'm going to agree with Jason Blaze. I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth. I am agreeing with Jason Blaze. Yeti, I have a feeling. I mean, you're staying calm and collective about this, but coming into your next series, you're going to be out for blood. I'm telling you, brother, you're going to be out for blood, and you're going to get some redemption, and you're going to get rewarded. And it's going to be a close series, but I'm going to give it to you guys 2-1.
To be honest, I'm not going to be out for blood. I'm just going out there to play some good hockey and try to come out with a win. That's
my
goal.
I'm going to be the only one to not agree with you guys. I'm going to say that I think Cracker and his team will be able to take at least one game from East Infections. I'm pretty sure they can because they know how MJ plays. They know how to shut him down. If they can shut him down, they're perfect. They'll at least take one game. Anyways, who's playing like bedtime music?
It'll be the person trying to put his kid to sleep so he could finish the radio show.
All right, the next series, we're moving on to Monday. Next series we have on Monday is Chicks with Sticks, which is myself, taking on the East Infections, which is B-Pups. Yeti, what do you have to say about this series?
Sorry, what?
Moving on to Monday series.
Chicks with Sticks versus East Infections.
They play back-to-back nights?
Yes, because this is a reschedule that we're supposed to play last week, but
that's why I said what I was like. Whoa, they play back to back. So what? East Infections play three times this week.
Yes,
that's gonna be a lot of hockey for them to get in. But this is gonna be tough for you guys. And you know what? I'm gonna give it to East Infections. I'm gonna give it to 2-1.
Hey, we beat them in the beginning of the season.
Not yeah, before they got NJ.
Anyways, Mike, what do you have to say?
I'm going to have to agree with Yeti. It's going to be a very, very tough series for you guys. And with NJ being added, it's going to be a 2-1. And the one win you're going to get is going to be in overtime.
Blaze, what do you have to say?
What's up with you and your guy being overtime every fucking series? Anyways, Six for Six is going to come out. Go see a doctor. Get rid of the East infections because 6 for 6 is going to win the series 2-1. Now, Gru, if you're passing the East infection around to transvestites from Puerto Rico, please stop. We don't want that disease to ravage our league. Thank you very much. This has been a public service announcement from the CDA.
Wow. What the fuck?
Correction, not the CBA, the NBA. M, the Moose Broadcasting Association.
All right. We're going to move on to the next series we have. We've got Shitty Wook Samurai, which is Saint taking on Ice Cream Truck and his Olmec Blue Barracudas. Yeti, what do you say about the series? I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say, but.
Well, I want to say the Blue Barracudas are going to come out here and I'm going to fucking stomp the walks to the fucking ground. You know, I don't know about all fucking little pieces of the shit. Saint, you go suck a dick, you little faggot. Because you know what? All you do is little faggot ass shit. All right? I was fucking trying to stay calm. And you know what? They said your name again. And you know what? I'm fucking gone. I've lost it. I'm going to fucking kill you guys next time I fucking play you guys. That's not this season's going to be next season. You're all going to be dead. I'm going to fucking knock you all out on the ice. You're going to be fucking helicopter lifted off the ice. All right? That's right. I said helicopter lifted off the ice. They're going to fly one helicopter into the roof of the building. They're going to fly another one down just to airlift you out.
Hey, Yeti, hold on. Yeti, can you tell me how you really feel?
Shut the fuck up.
Blaze, what do you have to say? I'm pretty sure Yeti's already expressed his opinion.
Dude, I could only pitch it. His face is completely bright red like a tomato right now, dude.
They're saying my face is red. Is it red right now?
Saints.
He's on here.
Okay. Saint, you should call in. That'd be awesome.
You know what?
I think Saint's gonna take it.
You know what's my biggest problem with Saint? He thinks he's all that because he's a Pittsburgh Penguins fan. You know what? He messaged me at the beginning of the season. Thanks for the cup you gave us, Phil Kessel. He's going to score 50 goals for us this season. Ah! No.
I mean, you get fucking beaten by the fucking Flyers.
Hey.
Flyers suck.
I can't say much about the Flyers. Did you not see that Steve Mason goal? Or about the Dubinek goal that he had on
him. No, what? I was in Niagara Falls yesterday and I was watching that and I saw that happen. And all I gotta say is right after that, they showed the video of when Vesa Toskula let in the slap shot from the Islanders own end.
So anyway, back to the predictions. To be honest, Saint's going to be rolling into this game thinking that he's hot shit after the big upset he caused, and that's going to be his downfall. He's going to get too amped up. I mean, he's thinking too much of his team. He's going to just come in and say, oh, we beat this team. Now we're just going to roll in and just going to do work now. I'm sorry. Your ego is going to get the best of you of this series, and you're going to get swept 3-0.
All right.
Saints gonna take it 2-1.
What?
What?
What the fuck did you just say? retract that statement right now before I come all the way up there, Blaze, and I'm going to make you retract it.
Saint and his team are going to get a samurai sword shoved up their ass.
And you know what?
No, Saint's going to beat Chuck.
I got to rant about this, too. What the fuck is with some of these motherfuckers who think they're better than their fucking team or their anyone and not message back? You know what? You got saved from being dropped to the fucking AHL. The least you could do is message us back, you little piece of shit.
What are you talking about, fuck?
I know he's talking about, but we're not gonna get onto it. We're gonna move on to the next series. Next series is Donkey Punch All Stars and Joey Stopa taking on Blue Liner and the Sesame Street Pole Dancers. Yeti, what do you say about this series?
I couldn't hear a thing over the ba na 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 na.
Pretty soon you're gonna be hearing snoring. We're moving on to the Donkey Punch All Stars, which is Joey Stopa, obviously taking on Blue Liner and the Sesame Street Pole Dancers.
I'm sorry, Blue. I'm gonna have to say it. You guys. I don't think they're going to be able to handle the Donkey Punch this series. I think Joe Stowe, Stane, and DeRozier are going to come out here and they're going to make a statement and show that they're better than fucking the offense of Teaspoon and NJ.
Mike, what do you have to say?
Well, there's two things. It all depends. What day is this? What day is this series
this
being played?
Monday.
Monday.
So Danny will be there.
If Blue Liner makes some call ups for that series, I have a feeling he will win 2-1. If he doesn't, he's
now,
probably.
Let me inform you guys because this may change some predictions. Sadie is not playing for the next 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, because he's got school,
he's got
but flying, still.
Exactly. That this is why I'm saying this. If Blue makes his call ups, which I think he's going to be doing. He's going to take the series 2-1. If he doesn't make any call-ups, he's going to lose 1-2.
You know, in hockey terms, we go 2-1, right? Not 1-2.
Yeah.
I hope he does make call-ups because then that just makes my victory so much easier Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, if he makes call-ups, I'm not going to be able to field a team.
I still think that I have a feeling that Joe Stowe will call up Finn and use him for this series. And I think that's not going to be much of a difference. Yeah, it's not Danny, but I think DeRozier is just going to be like, all right, Finn, let's just go to work. So I still feel that the Donkey Punch is going to win this series and it's going to be 2-1. So.
Me love now, Ma. I don't know, Ma. I don't know where
no.
My milk is.
So is that all the predictions?
We were waiting for our host to come back.
Sorry, my cousin had twins over the weekend, so my mom was asking me if I wanted to go see them. Actually, we can't really predict Wednesday's series, so that's basically it.
Okay, so
we have some plugins, though.
Yeah, this.
I do have a few things to mention. Refer all your friends to the waiver sign-up sheet. I'll add them on as soon as possible, and I can more than guarantee you'll be used this season. Do that. Donate to the site and Saint. Leave it to you, Yeti.
All right. So
we're missing some things.
No, he's letting me.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Just.
Oh.
just be quiet. All right, sit back and listen to me talk, because you know what? You obviously ain't listening to anyone else. So, okay, everyone, check the front page out. I'm pretty sure it's out there. The All-Star selections have been made. All right? So, now, looking at the polls, I'll go back and we'll do that later on. We'll discuss what we should do with the captains. But the selections are made. Check it out. The Moose Magazine. I do not know if it's out, but keep an eye out on the front page. It should be out soon if it's not out already. Top 10. Now, we're working on it this week. People, submit your top 10. People, all right? Don't bitch at Fallen for last week's top 10, all right? The reason why they were like that is someone decided not to really participate, and that's the reason why it was like that. So it will be corrected this week. Don't bitch at Fallen. Don't bitch at Blaze. Issue resolved. And shout out to Blue Liner. All right? Your goal. Your first goal of the season made it number one, even though some people have some controversy over that. I love it. I love seeing a D-man out there doing that shit. But you know what?
And the voiceover was perfect for that, too. Eh? It was like a fat guy running to the chocolate table.
Did someone make a milestone card for him yet?
People. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, or the front page. You will see this little box. It says, support the site. Donate. We don't need it, but it would be greatly appreciated that you give us some donations. This is coming out of our own pocket. This stuff doesn't come free, you know?
Nothing comes free in this world.
Like, the radio show runs off of it. The website runs off of the stuff. Like, we need money that goes towards that. And a lot of us are paying out of our own pocket. And kudos to those people. If you feel like you want to help and you like the league, please donate. It's always appreciated. Anything else?
Saints.
Really?
City Walk Samurai.
Okay, the Dalai Lama, man, you're a fucking little bitch. I don't know where you get off, man. I don't know who you think you are.
Hey,
I've been
over
here speaking a hell of a lot fucking longer than you. All right?
And let's talk about something else that's happened.
And you know what? No. One more thing.
No.
You may talk shit about me and my team, but you do not talk shit about the fucking media saying we don't know shit about anything. All right? Fuck you.
Where do you say that?
We're not shitty players who just come on here and talk shit about everything. We know what we're talking about. We actually have some skill. If you want us to change our opinion, you fucking come in and you make us fucking prove it to us.
Where did Dolly say that?
Is that Dolly?
Anyway.
Dolly actually said that?
Did you not read the write-ups?
Too many comments on
the write-up?
Too many comments.
Just watch. Read the comments on there, man.
Well, let's make fun of Mike for his voice band over Xbox Live. Really? You guys want to say nothing to Mike?
This is Mike crying about his band here. I'm sorry, Mike, that you got banned, but come on, man.
Okay, so I'll send you the whole thing to you guys in private message for you guys to read about what I was talking about.
Yeah,
right now.
I can't read that. I can't focus on that shit. It's too long. What is it? TLDR? too long, don't want to read or something like that.
Wait a minute. So, Dalai Lama, you sound like a fucking Hindu monk that didn't make it. You sound like a fucking chode. The fact that you actually got your girlfriend in the league amazes me. That not only will there be one dude with a stick, but there's going to be a chick with a stick in there as well. I'm not calling Sudo a tranny, but I mean, if you're going to sit there and bash my family, you can kiss my fucking ass. You're the mediocre goalie at best, and I'm fucking amazed that you made the MHL, let alone on the shitty walks, which is honestly the shittiest team in the league right now. No diss on Saint there, but I mean, Dolly, yeah, you're a horrible goalie. Don't fucking talk smack unless you know shit. And if you want to say something to us, call in on Wednesday. We will look forward to your call.
Well, I'm pretty sure we have more than two listeners. Because we've already had two callers this radio show.
And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people listening right now.
Oh, yeah, probably. As we say that, it's only us four. Anyways, that's basically all we got to talk about for this show. So, with the final words, we'll start off with Mike. Mike, any last words? Mike.
I think he's gone.
He's gone? Okay. Blaze, any last words?
Fuck you, Dolly. You're now on my hit list.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mic was muted. I apologize. I was on the phone.
Fuck you, Mike, as well. He got voice banned from Block Dog Radio for 2 minutes.
Can we do that?
I would like to say to all the MHL All-Star Selects, congratulations on being selected. You guys played a hell of a season so far. You guys deserve the slots. So congratulations on that. Everyone else, stay tuned for the AHL portion of the All-Star Selects. Other than that, like Yeti said, help donate to the site. This is not free. It costs a lot of money to run this stuff. Shout out to Blue for trying his best and the other MECs keeping the site going and everything like that. Other than that, keep it clean, keep it fun. Play some good hockey.
Yeti, back on to you now. Let's try to get
you know
Saint out of this.
Don't mention any names. You know what?
Saint.
People, stop being douches. Stop trying to look for loopholes in the rules. Stop trying to take advantage of that shit. Because you know what? This is supposed to be a gentleman's league, and that shit is not a fucking gentleman thing to do.
Anyways, I guess that's all Yeti has to say because he doesn't want to talk about Saint. Okay, I tried.
Yeah, pretty
I tried.
Much.
I tried. Anyways,
Saint.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, guys, this is your host, Fallen, Yeti, Jason, please, and Mike. Signing out. Hope you guys have yourselves a wonderful Sunday night, a wonderful Monday, wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you guys back here on Wednesday, 7 p.m. You guys know the role. Come listen. Come call in. We're waiting.
This outro is dedicated to that back-to-back series.
Oh, man. Not again. Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley, you can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97, whoa. Very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in the rave playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, oh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. Just for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that a type of niggas. And shout out to all my balls, bitches, wiping niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell him that they better as friends. Not even when you saying Trizzy, tell him again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, Junie better see it. I didn't want to do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need him. Seeing what you do for fame or what you do for freedom, please. Check him for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real nigga and who ain't one, please. Somebody stop me. I'm talking Bossy and Guan and Wasi. I got the fest for 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga.
Said you want a little company, and I love it cause the thrill's cheap. Said you left him for good this time, still if he knew I was here, he'd wanna kill me. But it's time you met the real me, filthy, but wasn't always will be. You pill me, feeling I'll still be your addiction. You can touch a prescription, but don't feel me. Now that you see my dark side, but like a mic check, you got one too. So when the sparks fly, we hit the flight deck and got strung like an ejector seat. From the net 15, but tonight we don't need those pills. It's the effects of each other, but we gon' film. Cause I will want your ecstasy. Yeah.
I only called you when it happened. But he only thought that I'd be by your side. I only love it when you touch me. Now feel me when I'm fucked up. That's a real me when I'm fucked up. That's a real me, yeah.
And every time he hurts you, I hurt you. Your soul did a cry on. And every time you find work, who you turn to. Said he drove you to my arm. But don't you remember when I told you. I would never let down my guard, and I hope you feel like dirt when I hold you. Cause it's really over. Or you just want a little company, and you just really want a thrill seek. Said you left him for good this time. Bullshit, what'd your friends do? Spill beans? Or you just want to be guilt free and still creep? But these hills see from that POV. We can touch, but the only way you feel me is with a camera, feel me.
You're nothing but a bar fly. You got your sights set on the one who you run to. But I'm a far cry from what you might get if we come true.
So keep texting me, but at night, if you seek those thrills, what I expect to be. Cause if you cheat on him, it just means I will be the next to be your ex. So no complexities, just sex. And don't lecture me, just accept sex.